Greetings in Jesus' name on this 17th day of January, the year of our Lord 2022. It's currently 36 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, under rainy conditions. We started out with heavy snow today. Visibility is down to hardly nothing. And now it's transitioned over to rain. The mountains are going to get up to maybe 2 feet of snow today. And it's going to keep snowing up there. We're in a winter wonderland. And we are grateful to God for His continued blessings. I understand that it snowed a lot down in the southeast on yesterday, as we noticed that many of you experienced what we experience here all the time. And I know the south is different, and there's no plows like there are up here, and you have to cancel the services and things. We're grateful that we're not able to do that here in New England. If we did that, we'd never have church. And so we appreciate the goodness of our Lord and how He continues to help us and encourage us. Yesterday was privileged to baptize 2 young men. One, I believe, is 13, 14 years old. The other, a young man, is 17 years old. And it was a joy to see them be able to just absolutely shout the victory as they were trusted Christ as their Savior and then following the Lord and believers' baptism. We're busy about the Father's business today here in my office, studying and seeking God and looking into the Word of God to make for sure that we are doing everything that we can do for Him. Thank you for praying for us and with us, that God would continue to help us and encourage us in these days. I want you to notice in your Bibles today, Matthew chapter number 11 and verse number 28, where the Bible says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." I want you to notice today, first of all, that first phrase found in verse number 28. The Bible says, "Come unto me." Notice that the scriptures do not declare, "Come to the church." It does not declare, "Come to the psychological meeting." It does not say, call 911. It says, "Come unto me." And the Lord is teaching us in this precious passage of Scripture that He is the answer. And I know that in our mind, we know that. And I know that when we go to the house of God, we know that. And I know that when we talk to different individuals, we understand that this is the truth. But we all need reminded of this today, that we are to come unto Christ. He is the one that has the answers. He is the one that can give us direction to the difficult turns in our life. He is the one that can strengthen us. Not only does this verse teach us that we are to come to Christ, but this verse teaches us that there are times in our life that we are laboring and are heavy laden. We have great burdens upon our heart. We have burdens of health. Many of us over the last little while have experienced the burdens of health, and we're wondering about our loved ones, and we're wondering, are they going to make it? They're sick and afflicted, and we have this labor, and we have this heavy laden upon us. Many of us today have the burden of the finances that are upon us, and we are experiencing financial difficulties, and we're under a heavy burden about the different finances. Many of us here in the New England area are wondering, are our churches going to remain faithful? Oh, thank God. On yesterday, full house, 90 in Sunday school, 120 in church, probably 100 last night, shouting the victory with hands in the air, giving God the glory for what He's continuing to do. Only God could do that in New England, and we give Him the glory, but yet there are still yet others that are laboring, and they have a heavy laden. But the Lord Jesus Christ says to us, "Come unto me." And He said, "If you come, you that are suffering from labor, you that are heavy laden, I want you to come. I've got good news for you. I will give you rest." What a great promise from the Word of God. The Lord promises to give His children rest. Let's rejoice in that today. Let's be encouraged in that today. And if you're heavy laden today and you're laboring about different things, come to Christ. Come to Christ. Give Him your all. Take that load, that heavy burden that is upon you today, and put it on Christ, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. What a joy it is, and what a blessing it is to be a part of the Lord's work and to be able to just give it all to Him. May God grant that, and may we be encouraged, and may we be strengthened in our walk with Him. You've been listening to this Monday edition of the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.